This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. For a very long time, too many conservatives and other regular people, and this is what we're talking about regular people. We're not talking about politicians, we're not talking about activists, we're talking about just regular people. We have failed to deploy our most potent weapon in the defense of free thought and expression, which is the utter refusal to go along with the demands of the coronavirus left, as it has been said before by me and others. We need to introduce these spoiled brats to the concept of no, and we have reached a critical moment. We're in a position, this has never happened in my time, and I've lived through a few things. How we react is going to determine the future of our citizenship, or if we're going to be serfs. The Democrats are in the middle of a kinetic operation that was, the rioting has failed, the violent thuggery egged on and enabled by half-wit MSNBC CNN. Those talk holes there, the feckless lefty politicians and the blue check jerk Stoppo, ended up appalling the voters and not just Republicans. It was a very grave strategic error to send the mass marauders of Marxism marching into the limo lib enclaves like Beverly Hills. And that convinced a lot of people who hate Trump that maybe law and order isn't such a bad thing after all. Defund the police? That's a pretty tough sell. No matter what, outside of a sociology department, outside of that, mansions and BMWs burn just like churches and police cars do. It's a proven fact. The rioting was really an information operation and a failed one. There were two big problems for the furious rioters. One was that normal people saw no connection between protesting the treatment of George Floyd and looting big screens from the local Target, except that both disgusted them. Second issue was the inability to identify a specific enemy. Who exactly was the person, who was the one that supported the killing of George Floyd? What was the name of the person who said, yeah, that's a good thing? Across the spectrum, leftist to conservative people were appalled at what they saw on that video. Even Judge Mom, a former district deputy district attorney, said she would have considered charging it as a first-degree murder under California law. You want to talk about unity? America was united in the conclusion that his treatment was a crime. So the left had a real problem because there was no individual to apply Alinsky Rule 13. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Nothing. But a larger, more comprehensive information operation is still ongoing, one in which a bunch of pampered social justice warrior stormtroopers, which are aided and abetted by the weak and frightened elder caste of leftists, occupying the heights of the establishment, are attempting to define the tolerable range of ideas and expression within our culture. In a shocking turn that would surprise only stupid people, the tolerable range of ideas and expression they wish to establish corresponds exactly to the ideas and expressions they agree with. The Venn diagram of what they think and what they allow to be thought is a single circle. The rest of us are expected to shut up and thereby concede and recognize their mastery over us. And we could do that.
Sure we could.
Or we could tell them no. And I'm going to go with no. Look at what's happening. You had a U.S. senator articulating a position that polls say 58% of Americans agree with, that riots should be suppressed with military force if necessary, And the New York Times nursery erupted with silly infants babbling that this idea makes them unsafe. And worse, the editorial board, which at least used to pretend to hearken to the idea of free expression, folded like one of Eric Swalwell's cheap, stinky suits. Think what would happen if the editors at the New York Times said no to these glorified interns. Tom Cotton's mean ideas have me literally shaking. You must withdraw and repudiate this hate crime op-ed. Now you got to grow up. I resign. Fine. I hear there's a big market out there for whiny-ass adolescent journalists who can't handle opposing views. Oh, so CNN is hiring. Instead of just standing up to these tiresome teeny boppers, the New York Times pulled a journalistic Sir Robin and bravely ran away. And that's the definition of pathetic. Now it's established that the paper of records needs to run whatever it wishes to print past a coterie of militant pipsqueaks who will scan it for wokeness. And this nonsense is expanding to all of society. You must meet their exacting standards in all things, or here comes the mob. But the punchline is that you can't satisfy them. Ever. There's no way to appease them because what they say they want, which is adherence to some amorphous idiot dogma, is not the point. The point is the bullying. The point is the tyranny. The point is their ability to exercise delicious arbitrary power over you. But for this to work, you have to be complicit in your own oppression. You have to not say no. So it's time to adopt some rules for dealing with these sissy savages, and these rules recognize the underlying premise that absolutely nothing the left does or says in an attempt to control or bar speech is in good faith, and therefore you're not required to obey the Marquis of Queensberry rules when you respond. It's not an argument. In an argument, there's a possibility that a person will change his mind in the face of facts and evidence. There's no such chance here because facts and evidence are irrelevant. Everything these leftist schmucks say and do is designed with one purpose in mind, to increase his or her or Z's power. And your goal is not to prove anything because you can't. It is to resist being bent to the will of the social justice warrior and lynch mob. So, number one, never apologize. You didn't do anything. You have nothing to be ashamed of or for. Number two, reject their demands. Tell them no. They will be baffled since their mommies and daddies, most likely acting through the immigrant nanny who actually raised them, probably never told them no. Lego's allegedly taking sets featuring cops in the White House off the market at the demand of these lunatics, and it could have said, some people feel they can tell us what toys we can sell and what toys your kids can buy. We say that you make the decision. No, we're going to keep moving. We're just going to keep doing what we do. Number three, speak truths that they won't suppress. They can't stand the truth. It's like the sunlight to a cockroach. Number four, laugh at them. No, scary Tom Cotton is not putting you social justice warriors in the most perilous of perils by suggesting we use the army against domestic rioters. Words are not making you unsafe. You are clowns. You are babies. You are a joke. Number five, buy guns and ammunition. We are an armed citizenry, and armed citizenries deter tyrannies. And if these guys decide they want to do some of the stuff they advertise they're doing, they're going to go ahead and do it, and then we'll see what happens. But their tactic is intimidation, and if you understand their tactic and you refuse to play along, there's a lot of different ways that can take can shape. They leave you spinning your wheels by drawing you into trying to reason with them when reasoning is beside the point. You don't owe them a debate. You don't. Mock them instead and defy their commands. A strategic information operation like the one designed to control the acceptable, which is leftist-friendly, scope of thought and speech in society can only work with your complicity. It fails when you refuse to play along. So, more than ever today, all you have to do is unleash the power of saying no. And just watch the heads detonate. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Is Lock and Load. After I've been watching hundreds of, including Michigan Governor Whitmer and the other political figures who placed the rest of us in lockdowns, marching and screaming and shouting without social distancing and without masks, it's going to be hard to persuade us that even normal social contact will infect us and those around us with COVID-19. after watching the police hamstrung by these same politicians as their cities were looted and burned. They and the civilians were severely injured and killed. Gun sales are soaring. Without law and order, it is each man for himself. With our biggest cities boarded up and devastated, flying out to red states where people understand that without respect for law, life is too brutal to endure, is going to snowball. Now, the trigger to all of this, of course, was the tragic death of George Floyd. He was arrested in Minneapolis for passing a counterfeit bill. He was a big man with a record of assaults and drug use. If you look at a video of his arrest, you show he was handcuffed and seems to have resisted being placed in the car. Then you see him pinned down on the ground by Chauvin's knee. And he seems to be wrestling about on the ground and talking, and then he stops moving, and an emergency medical van appears, and he's removed from the scene. Reportedly dead by the time they arrived. At least one report said the officers called for medical assistance early in the arrest when Floyd said he couldn't breathe. Is the video the best evidence of what occurred? No. The best evidence is the footage taken from the body cams worn by the four officers on the scene, evidence the Minneapolis authorities have failed to disclose. If your impression from the video or Dr. Baden's interview, the examiner hired by the Floyd family, is that Floyd was asphyxiated, the only forensic evidence shows that he was not. The medical examiner, who was the only person to have conducted an autopsy, indicates Floyd was not asphyxiated. He had heart disease, arteriosclerosis, which was multifocal and severe. He also had a cardiomegaly, which is a dilation in one of the ventricles, and a clinical history of hypertension. There were no injuries, according to the autopsy, of anterior muscles of neck or laryngeal structures, no facial, oral, or conjunctival stuff. And he tested positive for COVID-19. In his system, they found 11, nanograms of fentanyl, norfentanyl, methamphetamine, hydroxydelta, caffeine positive, and cotinine positive. So he had some stuff in his system when he died, too. The fentanyl itself is four times the level known to cause fatalities, according to Paul Sperry, and on top of what he had, he had speed marijuana in his system. The arresting officer said he was foaming at the mouth, and a close look at the video indicates that that was so. They also think he might have had something called excited delirium. But that's a lot of stuff to take in. It's hardly a secret that the left promotes the idea that all of the problems in the world are caused by others and unfairness to you. And it has been their motif for decades to move black voters away from the Republican Party, which has been their staunchest support for equal rights, and into the Democrat Party that worked hard to keep them in bondage. What they once accomplished through the KKK, Democrats now manage through a complicit press and corporate and academic elites. Thomas Sowell, himself a black American, of the Hoover Institution of Stanford, tweeted June 4th as the urban carnage began, "The notion was the royal road to unbridled power for Hitler, Lenin, Mao, and Pol Pot, which is to say millions of human beings paid with their lives for believing it." We've seen once again how the left has spread the lie that there's systemic racism in the U.S., the least racist country and a leader in Western civilization. The West, after all, was the first place slavery, which still exists in many parts of the world today, was eliminated. The statistical evidence disproves the myth of systemic police racism. We haven't paid with millions of lives so far, thank goodness, but the damage has been considerable. And New York City looters are they've gotten very expensive cars, they've smashed up windows, up and down Fifth Avenue. They stole $2.5 million worth of Rolex watches. It was organized theft up and down the avenue, according to eyewitnesses, but you have to assume most of those losses are covered by insurance, and we will only pay, you know, by increased prices to cover the increased coverage payments. Now, some of these businesses are raising funds to help put the pieces back together again. Some might have insurance to cover at least a portion of the losses, but others might not survive. And that's just, you know, a fact of life. Now, Reporting on the mayhem, Melanie Phillips calls out the racism of Black Lives Matter and Antifa with their demonstrable racism against whites. The notion that black people are always victims and can never be perpetrators of racism is both false and noxious. Then there's the mayhem directed against Jews by the rioters in L.A., where you've got masks and hoodies and sledgehammers and crowbars and baseball bats. There are the descriptions Jewish business owners cited when talking about how their stores were looted and ransacked and synagogues were vandalized with graffiti after the peaceful protests spiraled out of control. Hundreds of law enforcement officers have been injured. More than a dozen have been murdered. In Buffalo, 75 Special Riot Squad officers, hamstrung by local officials, quit. In L.A., Eric Garcetti set off a police union rebellion when he announced the cops, who were a thin blue line against the savagery this week, were going to have their budget cut by $150 million, and which would be part of a $250 million grant toward health and education in the black community. The left in Portland, which is the epicenter of Antifa, and elsewhere, is demanding that police forces everywhere be disbanded. Isn't that great? We can be like the third world countries where the rich and powerful have private security forces and everyone else scrambles to hide from the robbers and the murderers. And gun sales here are shooting through the roof. Understandably, opposition to gun control is also on the rise. The internet is full of a bunch of groveling, masochistic whites begging forgiveness of black people, many on their knees. This is, you know, I don't know if they think that, you know, a lot of them that I see are social media influencers, and they've been doing a bunch of very, shallow things for a long time, made a lot of money doing it. And now they just woken up and decided, hey, the world is not as nice a place, and all this positivity I've been trying to spread is not actually a real thing. And now they're woke. And now they're out there lecturing us, you know, the 20-somethings that are out there lecturing us on how we need to be and all this other stuff. And this is where the power of no comes in. When we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit about these demands. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Meeting with law enforcement officials at the White House on Monday, President Trump has a message for everyone talking about defunding the police.
There won't be defunding. There won't be a dismantling of our police. And there's not going to be any disbanding of our police. Our police have been letting us live in peace, and we want to make sure we don't have any bad actors in there. And sometimes you'll see some horrible things like we witnessed recently, but 99.9, but let's go with 99% of them are great, great people.
Ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will have to come up with at least $1 million to get out of jail. Chauvin also has to agree to certain provisions to make probation. Chauvin is expected to make a plea at his next hearing on June 29th. You're listening to USA Radio News. Reaction now coming in on Capitol Hill as Democrats are hoping to make changes to policing following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, tells Fox News some of the reforms will hurt police.
One of the things she mentioned was an elimination of the qualified immunity for police officers. And what that's going to cause is that's going to cause a flight away from serving in police duty. And what that means ultimately is you're going to ultimately, if this passes the way she described it, you're going to actually see increases in crime rates because police officers, nobody's going to want to be a police officer because you're going to have some immunity problems. Instead of the department taking the immunity, it's going to be the individual, and nobody is going to want to put their lives and their family in that kind of harm's way.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says America is better prepared for a second wave of coronavirus if it happens. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. What's your email folder looking like? I've got a folder full of contrite apologies from educational institutions, big businesses, from Walmart, J.P. Morgan. This is the same virtue signaling we got a few weeks ago. We're all in this together. As mayors and governors decidedly ignored their own shutdown rules, rules as varied, inconsistent, arbitrary, and constantly changing as a massive game of Simon Says. This is referred to as woke capitalism. And when you read the pabulum that these weak-kneed institutions are churning out, you probably could use Michael Walsh's translating service. So here's your guard to left, your guide, excuse me, to left speak. White supremacy equals white civilization. Fundamental change equals total destruction. Legitimate grievances equals complete I can't say the word. Having a conversation about equals agree with us or die. Rights equals things not in the Constitution that we want. Now, what you don't see, and I mean, you could go, I'll tell you a place you could go and see how a lot of black America is responding to everything going on right now. Go to TikTok. Get your profile, go to TikTok, and just go to the For You section and watch what happens when you start looking at the TikToks. They're not very long. You'll be surprised what you see. A lot of people, a lot of black Americans are not buying this nonsense. Rasmussen reports black male voters' likely approval of the president is over 40%. If the media coverage makes you doubt that they have caught on that they're being played as pawns, take a look at there's a video out there of a young black woman angrily shoving back the brick they had handed out to foment the riots at rich white rioters in an expensive car. People like that young lady, or Thomas Sowell and Constance Owens, are not alone in seeing through the cant. Then there's the there's a black officer that's he goes after the notions of the Black Lives Matter. He puts his life on the line to protect people who've been fooled into thinking he's their enemy. He said, I realize that some of these people who say Black Lives Matter are full of hate and racism. Hate for cops because of the false narrative that more black people are targeted and killed. Racism against white people for a tragedy that began hundreds of years ago when most of the white people today weren't even born yet. I realize that some in the American or the black American community's idea of justice is the prosecution of any and every cop or white man that kills or is believed to have killed a black man, no matter what the circumstances are. I realize the black American community refuses to look within to solve its major issues and instead makes excuses and looks outside for solutions. I realize that a lot of people in the black American community lead with hate instead of love, division instead of unity, turmoil and rioting instead of peace. I realize that they have become the very entity they claim they are fighting against. I realize that the very reasons I became a cop are the very reasons my own people hate me. And now in this toxic, hateful, racially charged political climate, I am now more likely to die. And it's still hard for me to understand to this day. Now, the New York Court of Appeals overruled an absurd lower court ruling that granted bail to two lawyers who flung Molotov cocktails at a police car and were handing out others to rioters. And they were ordered returned to federal custody. Bail had originally been guaranteed, by the way, by a third lawyer, Salma Rizvi, who had worked for the Department of State and Defense under Obama and who's connected to CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood. The Lancet and the New England Journal of Medicine had rushed out print articles from a sketchy outfit, Surgisphere. These studies have not been peer-reviewed and seem to have been just poppycock. In the Lancet, it was about the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine that they think might be very good for treating COVID-19, in which grandma killer Cuomo had banned as a treatment in New York. Both once prestigious medical journals have long been losing credibility, and this is going to drive their authority down even further. Then coming from David Burge, he says, as far as I can see, there's been a handful of perfunctory, bloodless mentions of the retraction by major U.S. news providers, none mentioning their previous coverage of it. Oddly, the press elsewhere, UK, Europe, India, seems to treat it as if it's quite newsworthy. A lot of people dubbed experts in epidemiology who loudly warned that we shouldn't rush to reopen the country spun on a dime in support of the rioters massing up. And if you really believe racial inequality is endemic, it's hard to see how we could conquer COVID-19 in a time to fight what in any event appears to be a rapidly petering out virus as we're speaking now. If hundreds of rioters and the useful idiots who march with them come down with COVID-19, are these peasants wrong now when they say it's okay to demonstrate in large crowds? There's no increase in COVID-19 cases after these tightly packed marauder marchers. Are they wrong when they told us to stay locked down and away from crowds? And then speaking of experts, even some with states still under lockdown orders, employment figures rose incredibly in May, defying all forecasts. It was the biggest one-month employment increase on record. And based on the jobs report, the stock market surged, and America is on a roll once again. And the frail, demented Joe Biden just clinched the Democratic Party's nomination for president. And here's where it boils down, for me, anyway. I'm a military veteran. And being a military veteran means that at one time when I was 23 years old, I stepped up, threw my right hand in the air, and I agreed to defend this country and this Constitution. And then I went out and I did it. And I did it with people from all over the world. They were either trying to become an American citizen or they were American citizens. And I gave my youth to this, as does everybody that's ever served in the military. So all of these guys that are out there right now that think they just woke up and just discovered that there's not equality, guess what? Some of us have been fighting for this for most of our lives. I joined the Army in 1984. Some of these woke influencers that are out there right now, they're busy telling me that what I have done is not enough. Well, as soon as you have done something as long as I have, and we can compare results. We could have that debate, but by the time you have done it as long as I've done it, I'll be dead. And guess what? You're going to find out some things when you get what you want. I hope some of the things they want they get, just so they can see. Sometimes that tough love is the only way to go. But this is the thing. We're not. We are not. We're not what they say we are. And the other thing is that it's never, that real racism is never going to be erased. It's never going to be erased. In the same way that we can't erase crime, we can't erase, think of anything bad that human beings can do and tell me how we legislate that away. Tell me how we adopt a new policy and it goes away. We've been trying to, for the entirety of mankind. Tell me how that works. How's that supposed to work? Just because we're woke now and we have iPhones and everything else and we've got signs and all this other stuff and we think we found that we'll just defund the police. We won't have police. If we don't have police, the average age that an American lives to will begin to go down. Because crime will go insane. And all of you out there in these places where all this stuff is happening, you guys will be the first ones to go because you're unprotected by anything. I don't actually want to see that happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Martin Luther King, he said, nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. While we keep getting fed this, this steady diet of watching George Floyd die, we can look and conclude that there is a real problem. How does one man prone on the ground, surrounded by four police officers, require submission by a 9-minute neck compress? How does he not receive respite as he begs for the right to breathe? And how do the three other cops who were, and whether they were trainees or not, who told them that they had to stand by and watch that kind of thing? And there are deeper issues of violence in the black communities in many of our cities than police misconduct alone. But what makes Floyd's fate so outrageous is the fact that his death took place in the hands of state authorities sworn to protect and serve all of our citizens. And so, you know, the video is very striking of this injustice, and that many have found purpose in making something better out of it. Many, but not all of them. And based on what we've been seeing, it's clear that idiots on the far left want to ruin the better opportunity. So, we did see the arrest of three individuals in Las Vegas. Who are they, you might ask? Well, these three have been charged with plotting a white supremacist motivated attack on those protesting Floyd's fate. But let's be clear. Those arrests were predicted. The far right was, always going to see the mass mobilization over Floyd's death as an opportunity to regurgitate the moral and intellectual wreckage of Nazism. To use this moment to spark the new race war that will see them soar to power over the world, or some such nonsense that Charles Manson used to espouse that led to, he called it helter skelter. Unfortunately, even those who are the obvious worst of the worst, these wannabe Himmlers, aren't the only ones to try to undermine the righteous cause of Floyd's demise, albeit with a less violent edge and less nihilistic agenda, something they do deserve credit for in contrast to the Nazis. These elements of the far left aren't, but they are nonetheless undermining the moral cause of racially blind justice in America. And that's what we need. We need racially blind justice. Right? It's set up to be that way. This weekend, we saw a city council full of clowns in Minneapolis who, with their veto-proof majority, are now officially disbanding the city's police force. Instead, they're promising to introduce an alternative public safety framework, whatever the hell that is. And to his credit, Democratic Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has openly rejected this call to turn a city into criminal in Wonderland. They do have a contract signed. This would be something that would have to go through the courts to do. Mayor Frey was forced out of a protest in a manner strikingly similar to the Game of Thrones, even with the shouting of shame, shame included. And you might put this extravagant idiocy at the feet of the Minneapolis far left alone, except that protesters in other cities are doing the same thing. As an example, in the nation's capital, a righteous mural of Black Lives Matter now finds the addendum defund the police. This insanity is really sort of aggravating because it is an arrogant, self-immolating quality. The idea of eliminating police departments is not an idea. It is idiocy. Or as Blackadder once assessed one of Baldrick's more cunning ideas, it is the equivalent of addressing a mother's complaint of a low ceiling by cutting off your mother's head. But another way, it is a political inculcation of insanity, and it's a civic invitation to criminality. And it's a choice that most jeopardizes those who can least afford it. Those least able to pay for private security or turn down the intimidation of gang. But simply, it's a betrayal of the first responsibility of any government, which is to keep its people safe. But it's not only the American far left who are endeavoring to collapse the better cause of racial justice. In Brussels, protesters have been attacking police officers and looting Belgium's capital city. In Britain, protesters have been debasing the statue of the leader who once saved Britain from fascist racism, Winston Churchill. And having neglected their history classes, they forgot that Churchill was not a racist. He was an imperialist, yes. A provocateur, yes. But a great leader like Lord Nelson forged of his time. A leader who was always determined to set a better mark on the course of human events. And Churchill truly deserves some credit for being a hate figure both for white supremacists of the Las Vegas arrestee kind and for far-left fools in London. To stain the honor of a national hero and you do not induct a people to precede you as the banner-bearers for your better future. Rather, you seem like the opportunist that you are, and you're unworthy of trust, and you don't get any confidence. But the point here is simple. How on earth does the far-left intend to honor Floyd's memory and build a better society by using his demise to order everybody else to jump off the ledge of logic? It's not complicated. Reform the police to ensure they serve citizens with accountability. You serve the people when you do that. Take away the police and you take away the rights of law-abiding citizens to preserve their rights to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And you leave these citizens few other choices than the choice of emotive and immediate self-defense. And I'm not trying to be callous here. You know, whenever you look at something in the inner city, you might find like a couple of teenagers who just got killed because they just happened to be standing there. And then, you know, without the police there, the body count would be higher. Now, of course, with better police community relationships, at least one of those victims might still be alive. And across the nation, many more Black Americans might still be alive if we had that. And we should work to get it. In short, the better learning of Mr. Floyd's legacy matters. If you're going to look to see justice, if you're looking for colorblind justice, if you're looking for 100% equal justice, then you might see a better future. But you got to stay true to the cause. You can't go out there looking for a Rolex that you might snatch through a window. You can't get a bottle of vodka out of a P.F. Chang's. You can't make yourself an idiot jester for the fanatical fringe. When you do that, you fail your neighbors. You fail George Floyd, and you fail the nation in any honorable or positive service. If you're looking for reformation, You have to do things that lead to reformation, not conflict. What's happening now is pure conflict. Getting out there and telling a whole group of people that you don't know, but or maybe your parents' age, because you think that this was all set up by them. You haven't looked hard enough. You got to look harder. It's not complicated. Should police relations between the community be formed? Reformed? Yes, they should. Absolutely, they should. Some of these things that happen, some of the attitudes that some of these guys might have, it needs to work better. But do you want to get rid of what kind of a system do you want to live under? Do you want to have someone to call when you need help or not? And if you don't have some, if you don't have someone to call, I can tell you right now, if you're out there saying, "Well, I can fight and I can do whatever I want to do," this is a Polaroid post. It's a snapshot of your life, and this time will be passed soon. And then all the old people that you think are old people, you'll be one of them. And then you'll want something that you may have done away with. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.